part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
An unstoppable force on Saturday night. Stevie B, KMC, live from New York. Glad you're with us.
Was what she just said on the air?
I don't even know what she said.
She goes, "You guys are a couple of psychos."
I guess now it's been on the air.
Yeah. What did you say? Oh.
She was listening to our
big
tape
difference.
From the tea party.
Oh, yeah.
That was
a
pretty psycho day, actually.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Well, I was.
No, you weren't.
I was.
You weren't at the one in Washington. Yeah. Yeah.
I was like.
Why did you bring her here to argue with us?
Well,
you could do that at your house.
15,
why bring her
yeah,
to the show?
Yeah, what are you going to do? On that day, I was passionate and purposeful.
Yes.
And you were just nuts.
Yeah.
No, you were whacked.
But it was cool.
No, but dude, like, you should have seen, like, I wish I had a, like, I wish I had a video camera that could, like...
Do you know how many copies of our speech there are on YouTube?
Listen.
You can Google it.
I wish I had an extreme zoom on a video. Dude, I was looking at you. Dude, your eyes...
I had glasses
like the veins
on. I had sunglasses on.
I could see
on.
Through the side. The veins in your neck,
when
dude...
When Steven starts telling fibs, they just
like,
grow bigger and bigger.
Like boa constrictors, like, bulging it. You were like... Da, 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 da. Well, Mr. President, you said... Da, 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 da. When you said, here we are, you were like, you almost had a brain aneurysm.
Yep.
And I was like...
But then 1.2 million people started chanting my words.
Right.
So I just took that as my little point of satisfaction.
And I was off to the side kind of going, this is cool. What we're doing here is cool and right and just. But I think we're going to get in trouble.
Well, and then we've replayed that footage every week for 3 years since, or 2 years since.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, welcome to Hour 2. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. And you can find us online at baldwinmccullough.com. If you go there, you can join our Facebook pages. You can click on the Connect tab and send us email. You can do all kinds of things. And we have a new resource for you this week. It's our call-in number. 888-340-3373. But the neat thing about that is not only can you connect to the show while we're on the air, but then as soon as we're off the air, if you want to leave us a voicemail, you can do that as well. Just push 2 when you call that number. Pretty cool.
You know my friend Sean, who we've been talking about? Sean,
right.
You know what he's doing right now?
No.
At his house?
No.
Home with his son?
No, I don't know what he's doing.
He's watching the movie Act of Valor.
Oh, cool.
Right now.
Yeah.
That we went to the premiere.
The Navy SEALs.
On the USS
Intrepid. Yep.
Starring real Navy SEALs.
Right.
Opening February 24th.
Yeah.
So Sean's watching
this
it right
week.
Now.
That's this coming Friday.
You know, churches across America are buying out theaters.
To go see Act of Valor?
Because they're going to be doing, like, sermons, Act of Valor, relevant sermons, blah, 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 blah.
Do want to let you know that there is a little violence and a little language in the film.
Was there bad language?
Yeah. But you have 2 or 3 tons of hot metal being shot at you out of those 50 caliber guns and see if you don't lose.
I was so scared
lose
watching
your
the
temper
movie.
A little
like,
bit.
I was like, you know that thing like where like there's something happening in the movie and like the dude's shooting and the gunfire's going back and forth and like if you watch like Mission Impossible and that's happening, it's one thing. You watch like James Bond 007 and that's, you know, you're entertained and you're excited and you're
But
thrilled.
You were told just before this screening that they were using live fire.
Well,
so
yeah, but more importantly, the way they depicted the combat scenes.
Right.
I was like I had to like
that's because
tell
they
myself
did it all real.
Like breathe.
Right.
I was like so freaked out. It was the way they did it, the way they did the tension and the this and the it's unbelievable.
People have asked me that know that we went to the premiere. They've asked me, Kevin, how would you describe the film? And I said, it's like The Bourne Identity, but a better action film, and it has way more heart.
Right.
So if you were to think, like, the best Bourne Identity movie, mm-hmm. and all the flying around and crazy stuff that he does, mm-hmm. but a whole team of SEALs that do that, mm-hmm. but actually have a story. And the thing about this movie is that every single piece of the mission that they perform in the narrative of the storyline actually occurred to real Navy SEALs on real missions. So they built every piece of this story. They took collages of different missions and they morphed them into one mission that these SEALs go on. But everything that happens to them in this movie happened to real Navy SEALs in real life. So it's an amazing, amazing film.
Mm.
And
Act of Valor.
It opens the 24th. And I love the fact that the producers, you know, Hollywood did not help them at all on this. In fact, they were kind of sticking their tongue out at him, going, L-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l. And they just went ahead and decided to make the film anyway and said, we believe these guys who have been maligned and, you know, slandered by our government and by the media for such a long time, we believe that we need to tell their story of ultimate sacrifice. And so they did. And I think that it's going to end up being a good thing. All right. Some of you have been holding since the last hour. Because we're talking about tonight, we're just doing one topic tonight, and it is, well, Stephen called it entitlements versus opportunity in the first hour. I'm going to slightly change what I'm referring to it as in this hour. And that is, here's my question. When I wake up in the morning, and I put my feet on the floor next to my bed, and I get up and I stretch, and I thank the Lord for the day, and I say, okay, I'm ready to go out and live this day. Is it more American to say, I'm going to go live this day and provide food and clothing and shelter for my family, and if I don't do it, it won't get done? Is that more American, or is it more American to say, I stand up, stretch, put my feet on the floor, thank the Lord for the day, and say, Lord, I live in a land where I've been cheated a few times. So I expect you to do this for me, and I expect others to do this for me, to give me my food and shelter and clothing and home. In other words, which is more American, to say that we're a great nation so that there's a collective responsibility to take care of that individual? Or is it better to say is it more American to say I am an individual that is pretty blessed and I should provide for myself, even in this bad economy? So that's how I want to pose it. I want to pose it as personal responsibility versus collective responsibility. Which is more American? Which idea is more American? Collective responsibility or personal responsibility? What do you say? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. And we got time for a call. Well, let's go with Isaac, who's been holding on in... No, Isaac's not there. Every time I go to hit a button, somebody else is not there. Guys, I don't know who's on 7. So give me someone to go to. Line 5? Line 8. We can go to line 8. And that's Tim calling from Queens, listening to AM 970, The Apple. Hey, Tim.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for your call. My call to you, I have so many things to say about what you're saying. But this is America, and this is a land of opportunity, but it's not the government's job to take care of people. It's people's responsibility. If people can't take care of themselves, then there are things that the government can do, but we can't make people dependent on the government and social programs, and people should go out there and earn it for themselves.
Right. So, but let me, just because, you know, I think differently than a whole lot of people. So I want to try to get on the same page of the statements and observations you're making. So what's your name, sir?
Tim.
Tim from Queens.
Tim, I am.
Tim, let me ask you something. And this is just gives me some information.
Okay, come back with your question. Tim, hold on. We got to take this break. Don't go away. Actually, I did that again. I do that so much.
Hey, Tim, how are you?
We looked at the clock the wrong way. Now you got 50 seconds. Go.
Tim, let me just ask you, and just because it helps me frame a perspective here. And this isn't to be funny. I'm just curious. Do you vote Republican or Democrat?
I was a Democrat. I changed in the Reagan administration. Now I don't want to be either because both parties are really ridiculous.
Interesting.
I'm
okay.
Thinking of going independent.
Interesting. All right. Well, we're going to come right. Hold on, Tim, because we're going to come back after the break. And I'd like to hear, you said you had a couple things you wanted to say, so we'll be back.
Oh, I have a lot of things.
Well, you hang on there, because we want to hear about it.
We're going to let you get to it. He's Baldwin, I'm McCullough. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you for telling your friends about us.
You've heard the 19 debates, but have you wanted to weigh in on the GOP presidential nomination process?
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Saturday night. Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. Our number, 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. And let's go back, Tim. Did I have it right?
Yep.
Yes.
How you doing, Tim?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Listening to the Apple there in New York City. Glad you're listening to our
flagship.
That's right.
I learned that from you, Kev.
You did.
Flagship. I don't know what that means, but it's cool how it sounds.
Yeah, totally is. So, Tim, what else did you want to add? So you don't think that entitlements are a good way to picture America. What else?
It's too much of everything going. Like you said earlier, the banks are running the country. The government doesn't really know what to do. They don't know whose side to take, which way to go. It doesn't make a difference who the president is, it's people, what religion. Like that commercial you had something about in the future, 70-something percent of the people are going to be dead or either broke. You know, that's kind of serious. And I think that needs more talk.
Well, give me a gun and a bullet now, because
all right, now let me get in trouble.
Picture you paint just
let
end
me
it
get
all.
In trouble now, Tim. Let me shoot from the hip here. You ready?
Yeah.
Do you think? Are you willing to say, or give your opinion as to whether or not you interpret what this president is doing? Do you feel that Barack Obama is leading this country toward a dynamic that is entitlement or opportunity?
You want to know what I really feel?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
If Barack Obama wasn't the president, we would be in a whole lot of trouble right now. It wouldn't have anything to do with money. We would be much worse as far as race and people and getting along and society. I think he's kept things in order. Regardless of whatever's coming, he's kept things in order. He's kept the country together.
My question was, do you think he's leading us towards entitlement or opportunity?
Opportunity. I don't think that the president wants people to be dependent on the government, and the government doesn't want people to
No. You had your say last hour. This is my hour. So you back down, Baldwin. Here we go,
it's
Tim.
Not what you say, it's how you say it.
I know, but I gotta have a question about this, because you're just pitching these softballs with no analysis. And I'm sitting here going, Tim, how can you say, and I'm genuinely curious about it, how can you say that he doesn't want people dependent upon entitlements when he's going to go force everybody to buy a health care policy, whether they want one or not?
Well, do we need health care? Does the government want...
Do you have the right to make me buy something?
No.
Well, he wants to do that.
Well, people aren't going to buy it anyway. Even if it's $25, they're not going to buy it. And when people get sick, the government gets stuck with the bill.
They're
going to pay the bill.
Actually, that's not true, but yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right, Tim. I appreciate it. I just don't know how people say this. That's the thing I'm curious about, Stephen. I don't understand how people can say that this president doesn't want us to be more collectively dependent upon government, because everything he's done has pushed collective dependency upon government to record levels.
You know what?
More food stamps. More food stamps are being sent out this week to people that are using them to buy everything from Twinkies to Coke Classic to whatever. Not fresh veggies and, you know, needed proteins and stuff like that, than ever in the history of our nation.
Right. And what Tim thinks...
And you everyone listening is paying for that.
Right. But no, hold on. This is the reason we're having this conversation.
Right.
Because what Tim thinks is that's a good thing.
Actually, Tim said that that's moving towards opportunity. I don't know how
right.
it's sending more food stamps than ever before to people. I think, here's what I think. You want to know how radical I am? I know this is kind of kooky and weird and psycho, to quote a certain young Baldwin in the room.
888-340-3373.
I think people would rather have jobs than food stamps. I think people would rather have the opportunity to earn money, put it in the bank, save for their family's future, send their kids to college, do the things that they can do when they have work then they would rather have some piece of voucher for food coming from the government.
But hey, hold on, Kev. Hold on, you radical person.
I know I'm kooky.
But hold on a second. Because maybe what Tim's thinking is, if you're that guy with the voucher, and it's been rough the last few years, and you tried your hardest and you couldn't get that job, then maybe, wait a second, Kevin, here's the radical thought.
Okay.
Maybe the future of America is that the government does take care of more people. Maybe that's the way people want it.
That's where we're at now.
Maybe what the young lady said before in the Bronx, maybe the dream is dead.
That's where we are now.
And maybe this continued process by this administration of trying to brainwash society and the culture and get them thinking, hey man, you need to just not worry about it.
Let's go to Hawaii and talk to Elijah calling from Hawaii.
That's quite a name.
Hello, Elijah. How are you?
Shalom. Hello, everybody. How y'all doing?
I'm doing well. I'm Kevin. He's Steven. And we're glad you're with us.
Kevin, Steven. Yeah, the Baldwin and McCullough. How y'all doing?
Sean works on that other show.
What?
Sean works on that other show. There's another show on talk radio that has somebody named Sean on it. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was listening to what everybody was saying. I had so many thoughts, and, you know, earlier I called in, and somehow my phone disconnected. I don't know what happened. So I got back on Facebook and Twittered you guys and put you on Facebook and Twitter.
Thank you, sir.
But I appreciate what you're doing because I like your thoughts. It's great. My thoughts are America is the land of opportunity, and it always has been. You can be homeless and on the street, and the next day, you can come out of that. It's a wonderful country like that. And, you know, if you make America into the government providing for you, it's going to be like a factory. And the government's going to be like the CEOs and the bosses telling everybody what they should do and what their job should be. But it's not like that. And, you know, the people of America are loving people. And whenever somebody is in trouble, a lot of times we reach our hand out as brothers because we're like a family. And we help one another. And that's the greatest part of America is because we have so much love for every country out there. Not only ours, but every country.
So let me ask you this, Elijah. You wake up in the morning, you put your feet on the floor next to the side of your bed. You get up and you say to the good Lord, thank you for making me. And I want to go out and I want to provide for my family today and provide and protect. Is that more American than getting up and saying, it's been a hard year, I hope someone else will take care of me today?
I don't think an option of thinking that somebody else has the ability to do that for you. I don't think that's an option. I think you got to thank God for what you have and be happy that you haven't been in a situation where you have less. Because there's people that have had way less and have overcome it, and there's people that are not overcoming it. And it's a sad situation. I was in a restaurant today eating with my friend and his mother. And we've seen this guy that she went to school with, and the guy, like, hit me up for money on the street time before, but he had a really bad attitude.
Elijah, that's
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Extend your life.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendivite. Baldwin McCullough Live, glad you're with us. Stevie B, and that's officially spelled S-T-V-B.
No.
Stevie B. S-T-V-B.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, S-T-V-B.
Is that how we're saying it now?
Stevie B. S-T-V-B. Anyway. And KMC.
Right. I'm going to have to figure that out.
No, it'll work.
Because I spell it S-T-E-V-I-E.
Right.
B.
I thought we'd just make it easy by taking the vowels out for you.
All right, now we have a problem.
What's that?
Is the dude still holding?
No, we got new calls now.
All right, well, hold on.
Okay.
We have a major problem.
What's the major problem?
Well, homegirl twiddled, whatever it's called.
Right.
And now, like, I don't know, are kids are people calling for Haley? Look at Jackie. They want us. They're up. There's about to be like a revolution. Or
I don't think any of the people.
A revolt.
There's nobody on
an
hold
uprising.
Calling for Haley.
Yes.
Because she put them off hold.
There's no. These are
right,
all
well, they're
people
like hanging up on everybody that's calling for Haley. So if we don't
let Haley
say hello.
She said hello.
It sounds like I've been silent the whole time.
She's been saying hello. Well, she's been adding her 2 cents.
Just interview Haley for
that
2 minutes.
No, we've got callers waiting.
It's okay?
Yeah, there's people waiting. This is not the Haley radio show. This is the Baldwin McCullough radio show.
Oh, she's being so good.
I'm about to lose a job right now.
She's being so good. Hey, are you available for fill-in when he like spaces out and forgets to show up? Yeah.
She told me that a couple months ago. She's like, by the way, Kevin said I could fill in a...
She just has to come up with a topic, which might be, you know...
You're not...
I, I'm so plugged in.
Say hi to all your friends that are out there. In Twitter.
Yeah, and see, I said she had to get 200 people to join us on the chat.
I'm trying.
And she was like, "Oh, that's easy for me to do."
People.
Right now, we have 16 people in the chat room. That's it.
And they're all Haley's friends.
It's a Saturday night, Kevin. People have.
Now
lives.
She's making excuses for it.
Get your
200 friends.
Shout out to. No, that sounds retarded. No.
It sounds
like,
no,
hi.
We don't say that word.
I said hi. You can say hi to your Twitter people.
All right. Well, that was Haley. So thank you to all of her Twitter.
And for all the program directors up and down the network, we apologize for the waste of that 2 minutes of your precious airtime. 888, it's a toll-free number, 340-3373. 888-340-3373. Let's start with Plattsburgh, New York, because that's where Mark is at. Hey, Mark.
How you doing, fellas?
Mark, where the heck is Plattsburgh?
About a half an hour south of Montreal, straight up.
Oh, it's way up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, because, you know, I go to Syracuse all the time to see Mom.
That's west, southwest, little southwest of here.
Yeah, if you're near Montreal, you're way up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lake Champlain area.
What do you got for us here on Baldwin McCullough?
Well, my God, you guys opened a whole can of worms.
We tried to.
I'm 52 years old, so I'm probably could be one of your fathers. I don't know. But what scares me about the entitlements is the physical and mental residual of being stagnant.
Talk about that, Mark, because there's been studies done on this, but I want you to kind of articulate it. You're saying that the effect of having entitlements even just be present causes a downgrading of society's mental capacity.
I could see it. I'm 52. I see it in our children. They're begging. Like, there's no kids doing radio. There's no young girls out there telling girls, hey, listen, don't do this, don't do that. Talk radio has changed so much. I've been listening to it since I'm a kid. And it used to be entertainment and journalism, but it seems like they all... Stop buying. What Steven did today, he stopped off, he got a hamburger at a real restaurant, okay, he came in, he bragged about it, he gave you half. That's what capitalism is. But if he would have went to a chain restaurant, corporocracy, nobody knows who he is.
I don't know, I'm not following that.
Well, we got to stop buying into it, everything. Anything, you know, fast food,
right.
Even Walmart, you know, whatever happened to Main Street. The malls, when they opened up the malls years ago, Main Street shut down.
But aren't the malls just an expression of capitalism, though? I mean...
No, corporocracy and capitalism, that's what the problem is. People mix the two up. They don't even... When you mention...
Wait. Because the guy that started the Westfield mall company that builds all those malls, he went to my bride's church out in California. But his idea was, hey, let's just put all these stores in one place, and it makes it easier for the consumer. How's that not capitalism?
That's more corporocracy because... It's the landowner who actually is partners with the mall. Okay, it's the builder who's partners, and then everything else that comes. But if you stop at the corner and buy your newspaper and the local bakery and the meat shop, it's all gone.
Well, I prefer those anyway because they're better.
But I just want to make
quality.
This observation.
Yeah, 10 seconds.
It's interesting what he's saying because even at the mall near my house. The little mom-and-pop shops are going out of business, and the bigger brand names are sticking around.
Governor Mike Huckabee said, I can't tell you how wrong I wished Kevin McCullough had been.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At over 6,000 preparedness items, get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items. And counting, because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents, backpacks, sleeping bags, food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters, canteens and hydro packs, knives, axes, shovels, compasses, camouflage and tactical gear, fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid, medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits? Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you're not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. Our number, 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373.
Yeah, and I think that we had something weird happen with our phones because we lost Mackenzie in Baltimore and Leotha from Florida and Andrea from Orlando.
What are you guys doing?
So call back. If it's our fault, which I'm going to assume it was.
What are you thinking?
888-340-3373 because you had great comments and I wanted to get them on the air.
You couldn't have hung up.
888-340-3373. And anybody else, by the way, great time to get in because all four lines are available. 888-333-340-3373. 888-340-3373. And you can hit us right now.
Interesting.
So what we've been talking about for the last 2 hours is the mindset of the future of America. And, you know, Alex and all the gang here, we're all talking about this during the break, Stephen. But I said this a number of months ago, and I've written it in a couple of columns.
Mm-hmm.
The most divisive dividing point in America is not between the rich and the poor. The most divisive dividing point in America are not Christians versus everybody else. The most divisive point in America is not Democrats and Republicans, even.
the most divisive idea in America
is dumb guys like me.
Is should I be responsible for myself, or do I have a right to expect that somebody else will be responsible for me? It's the thing we're talking about tonight is the most controversial idea in existence in America today.
Isn't it? I mean, isn't it like for me? It's just crazy to even be considering that conversation. Because for me, maybe I'm the last generation of this kind of consciousness. Because for me, America is, no, everybody's really equal. And if, you know, if you invent something, or there's these companies now that are like, still today, there's companies that operate like Amway, and you can go out and build your own business and make millions. And listen, in Amway, the people who make the millions are the one who work the hardest. So this is what's freaking me out. I'm seeing, I don't want to say this the wrong way, but you wrote a book called No, He Can't.
Right.
And what's the subtitle?
How Barack Obama is Dismantling Hope and Change.
See, that's the thing. Yes, I agree with that. I can't lie. Yes, it's my opinion that Barack Obama single-handedly, if you've done your homework about the guy, really, yes, I believe that's true. Because he's implementing his ideology. And I'm sitting here going, aside from that, I don't think he's totally responsible.
But it's not... But you can't completely divorce it because
no.
His policies have done exactly what you're reacting to.
But a couple people on tonight's phone calls don't understand. They don't know that.
No, they do.
They don't see it. No, they don't agree with you, Kevin.
They don't agree.
And what I,
no,
what
they're
I want to address...
No. What they don't do is admit that Barack should be held accountable for what he's doing. They do say, oh, yeah, he's just making government... He's just giving government more entitlements, and he's just trying to help people. But they themselves say, no, we should be a land of opportunity, not entitlements. But then they say, but the government has to do this because there's no other options. And what they would never do, and it's almost an irrational thing, is ever not support Barack Obama.
Yes, and I don't want to go there right now. Okay. I want to stay on one thought process for a second.
888-340-3373.
Because more than Barack Obama single-handedly dismantling hope and change, which I agree with. I'm as gnarly about it as you, but what's creepier is, I can only say it this way. In the Bible, there's a scripture that says there will be this great delusion that comes over the minds of people.
Mm-hmm.
And the delusion is so that they will kind of fall in line and become accepting of the way things are just because they don't know any better. And that's what I part of what I want to talk about. I'm sitting here going, is America no longer the Rocky Balboa that the guy who's one in a zillion could be the heavyweight champ? Or is it this thing where now everybody's on a habit trail like a mouse, kind of going, yes, government, yes, America. Are they delusional? Are they being deluded?
No, of course they are.
But not just, I can't blame it on Barack Obama
it's
completely.
It's just not the president. It's media. It's government. It is the president. It is the college campus and what college professors are teaching.
Right.
There's a whole leftist mentality that has
I didn't want you to say that,
superseded. Why? That's what it is.
I think it's more than that.
No. The left, the political and theological left is what I'm talking about. And it's not known just by party. You have Republicans that are leftist in their thinking.
Right.
They think that government can be used, taking people's rights away from them and using them in this
way
can be accomplished.
I have to agree with you. But I think that machine, all those things you just listed, is the thing that started it and keeps it from growing. But I think that there's this other creepy, gooey, slimy thing that's happening to everybody, which is they're breaking down.
We've gotten lazy, and we don't teach our kids anything about.
And they're just, you know, and it's the recession, and you know, and I can't take that. I can't do the RV trip to Florida. And you know, I'm just, you know what, man? You know what? Kid Baldwin and McCullough, you know what, man? It's just too hard now, man. It's just getting too hard. And maybe I ought to just let the government make it all better.
888-333. I'm sorry. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. I've only got a couple of seconds, but we'll get to your calls on the other side of the break, too. Let's go to Eric in Reno. Hey, Eric.
Hey, how you doing, Kevin?
Doing really well. You've got about 20 seconds. Sorry to do that to you, but see if you can make it timely.
I can't get what I have to say in 20 seconds, that's for sure.
All right, hold on. We'll come back to you right out of the break. We'll put you right on when we come back. He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. If you don't get through, you can leave a voicemail for us, too. 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
Consider the coffee bean. Ever since the dawn of mankind, never has there been a more...
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Attention, information in this 1-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Rekindle the romance between you and I. Those intimate moments to my memory bring back. I wanna cherish those moments. I wanna savor those times. Rekindle the romance, Jesus, between you and I.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live Saturday nights, 9 o'clock Eastern. Tell your friends. Make sure you're here. Get on the Facebook. Actually, go to TheBingeThinker.com, and you can join Steven's Facebook. You can join Kevin's Facebook. You can click connect at the top of the page. Send us your email. You can listen online. You can get your latest podcast of the most recent shows. It's all there. It's all in one place, TheBingeThinker.com, the place where bad ideas go to die. I love that line. Staff came up with that tonight. Anyway, back to Eric in Reno. Eric, thank you for your patience. You wanted to say what about this future that America has, being entitlements or opportunity?
Well, the entitlement society began back in FDR days when the American people were conned into believing that they were going to have an insurance policy that they were going to provide for their own retirement. In the following years, that was robbed by the Congress. We were deceived by our government. Basically, what has happened to our education system deteriorating to the extent that it has, and then socialism being pushed there, along with the media, which we all know where they come from, that all of the elements are part of the Communist Manifesto. And then we have along come Barack Hussein Obama, the biggest con man we've ever seen in our lives. He lies his way into office, and now he acts like a dictator.
Well, and thank you for the call, Eric. I can't argue with that one, because this last 2 weeks he's done nothing but do an all-out assault on the First Amendment and what people's spiritual beliefs are, basically saying to people, you can't have a different opinion of God than I do. I get to decide who God is on the whole contraceptive thing. So it's a very... Eric's telling the truth on that. Let's go to line 7. Matthew's in Hawthorne, New Jersey, listening to The Apple. Hi, Matthew. Matthew, hello. He went away. All right, so, Stephen,
yeah.
Any last thoughts on entitlements versus opportunities before we take it home? Or yeah, did you want to say a special note about...
My last thought is this. I believe that this great nation is... sanctioned and sovereigned by an almighty God, and I believe that it will, like one of the callers said, make a tremendous comeback. And I believe that all of those people that have a faith and a belief in that God, who share that same faith and belief in what this great nation was founded on and what it really should represent, then they got to stand up for what they believe in. They got to educate themselves and do what they got to do and pray for the future of the nation.
Good stuff. My final thoughts, when I put my feet on the floor in the morning, I'm grateful to have the opportunity to say, God, let me go out and protect and provide for my family, who I love, who you gave to me. Anything else less than that just wouldn't feel like living. I don't want someone else to wait on me. I don't want someone else to take care of me. I want to love my God, love my family. Love my kids, and I can do that better.